Well, praise God. Hallelujah. Why don't you give God a shout of praise right where you are? Somebody say thank God in this place tonight. Hallelujah. Y'all are doing so good. Amen. Let's get right to the word. Isn't that a good idea? Boy, this week is just flying by, isn't it? Somebody say, but it's all good. Say one more time, it's all good. How many of you want to be fed tonight? How many believe in revival and believe in change? Amen. Glory to God. Who's going to help me? I'll get it, Brother Jesse. Somebody say, thank God for Jesse. Thank God for Jesse. Yes. Wow. Hallelujah. Somebody say, moving right along. Feel like you've been to Bible school this week. How many of you are taking really good notes? If you haven't taken notes this week, you need to go buy the CD. Why do I have to take notes in church? Amen. I think that that's the most anointed CD we have. If people, visitors come and visitors ask me, which CD do you think is the best one? And I say, why do I have to take notes in church? How many of you have ever heard the CD, why do I have to take notes in church? Isn't that a hot one? That's a good CD. It was a really weird thing. You know, I was praying one week and praying, and I said, well, Lord, what do we have to preach this week? He said, tell them to take notes in church. And then it was a whole biblical teaching on why we should take notes in church. Amen. Well, why don't you open your Bibles? To Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Hallelujah. All right. And in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, it says right there, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. Everybody say, you need to be transformed. Everybody's talking about conversions and transformations, right? But it says, don't you dare be conformed. Listen, let's read this again right here. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. Somebody say, thank God for transformation. So you're commanded of God to be transformed. So look at somebody and say, you need to change. We've been talking about repentance. We've been talking about repentance, and we've been talking about change. Amen. That's what this week is all about, changing. But look at someone and says, you're not going to change anything in your life, any of your circumstances. Not even God's going to change anything for you until you change that screwed up head. So I say the measure of the change in your head will be the degree that God brings change about in your life. Listen, people are saying, what's blocking God from moving in my life and good things from happening in my life? What's blocking the renewal of your mind? You want to find out what's working against your life, what's coming against you and really hanging you up? Whenever God's trying to get you to change a mindset, whatever's trying to tell you to stay the same, don't be open to any change, think the same way, that is your biggest obstacle. And that's your biggest problem. Somebody say, I'm going for the change. We've always been talking about change the spirit, change the spirit. Thank God for that, amen, but it's your head that needs some help. Somebody say, praise God. Pick it up and hang up on them. Amen. Don't answer that phone. Somebody go put those phones on do not disturb. They should have been in church. Amen. Put them on do not disturb. Don't take any messages. Don't do anything. We're in church. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, listen. So, what God needs to change in your life, he's got to get it through your thick head. Amen. And there are some heads that are running rampant. Some people are scared around here. Somebody say, scared. Oh, yes, because people don't like change. Amen. They don't like change, but change is what God wants to do. But it says, listen, but be not conformed to this world. Listen, there are so many people who want to hang in the world, want us to preach the world. Amen. Preach all those things, how you can survive in this world. You don't want to have anything to do with this world, because this world's coming to an end. Amen. Don't try to be like those people. Their days are numbered. Don't try to hang with them. Their days are numbered. We found that out in the Word of God last night. But be ye transformed, and transformation comes not just by renewal of the spirit, but by what? Renewal of your what? Somebody say, praise the Lord. Now, a lot of times, crazy people would like Daisy Church because they say, hey, look, we're just going to be in the spirit and leave the head alone. Amen. And say, you know, we're just getting the spirit. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's all about. No. But God's saying, listen, he wants to do a little bit more. He's going to renew your spirit, amen, and then have your spirit work on your mind. Amen. And you'll find out when you get into a good church, when you get up under a good word, you will find yourself becoming mentally stable. I know a lot of people that were just completely unstable in all of their ways, you know, always ready to flip out, always ready to give up, always ready to slit the wrist, always ready just to hang it up, amen? But you get up under the good word of God, amen? He will stabilize not only your heart, but he will also stabilize your mind. God will renew your mind. He will put you in your right mind. Somebody say, praise the Lord. That you might be able to prove what is good. See, there are a lot of people that don't have transformed minds, and they're trying to tell everybody else what's good. See, you can't tell what's good or what's bad until you allow God to renew your mind. So say, judge nothing with an unrenewed mind. Those that have a renewed mind or a changed mind, they are able to prove what is good and what is acceptable and also what is the perfect will of God. You will never know what the perfect will of God is in your life until you allow God to come in and transform and renew your mind. Somebody say, it's the renewed mind that knows what God wants to do. People think it's just a smart head. No, it's not the smart head. They're the ones you look out for. Amen. As we said before, the know-it-all knows nothing. Amen. But the renewed mind, amen, has the will of God. And there are a lot of people in here tonight, amen, that want to find out, what does God want to do with my life? What is God trying to say? What's going on around here? What's happening? What's happening? Somebody say, renew your mind, and your butt will follow. You'll get out of where you are. You'll get out of where you are and get to where God wants you to go. So we say, praise the Lord. See, so many of you were afraid of your head. You say, I could deal with this spiritual stuff, praise the Lord. And we just knew that mind was a big giant that we didn't want to tackle. But I'm telling you tonight, somebody say, go at it. Go at it. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, people didn't want to hear that, but it's true anyhow. A lot of us aren't going to go anywhere until we allow God to renew our mind. Until we allow God to renew our mind. It's not enough just that you can get along with people and get along as long as you're speaking in tongues. You can't, you know, that's what it is with some saints. You can't get along, can't get anything accomplished unless you're speaking in tongues or drunk in the Holy Ghost. Because all you can do with the flesh. But as soon as you stop speaking in tongues or as soon as you come out of that saturation of the Holy Spirit, you can't get nothing accomplished because people haven't allowed their minds to be renewed. There are certain people that have renewed minds. That even when they're not stuck to the floor or screaming or doing all those other things, or they feel the heat of the Holy Spirit, they can still be in the will of God because even their mind has been renewed with the Word of God. You don't have to pray for 4 days to do the right thing because you've already prayed and allowed God to renew your mind. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's good in here tonight. Now that word transform means to be, that it's the same metamorphosis. Somebody say the metamorphosis. Metamorphosis. Now we've been talking about God wants to change us and make us what he wants to be from glory to glory. Somebody say from glory to glory. Glory, glory. Amen. We're changed into the image of Christ. But even to be changed into the image of Christ, renewal of the mind must take place. Amen. You can tell whether somebody's going to do something. You can tell when people are really hearing the word of God. Whether they're really sincere about things, amen, amen, by has their mentality been altered? Are they thinking the same way that they used to think? I tell you what, I am not thinking any way I used to think a year ago. Somebody say, my mind has been renewed. I don't think about things the same way I used to think about them. Amen. Some things, because I've been through stuff, I don't even think about them no more. Somebody say, I don't even give it a thought. You know, because you figured out, you work. How many of you have gotten through stuff and none of you using your brain cells got you through it? Amen. And if my brain cells didn't get me through it last time, it's not going to get me through this time, so I don't even give it a thought. Amen. I just keep right on track with what God wants to do. Amen. 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 Glory to God. Somebody say, we're going to win. Now listen. Mark chapter 12, verse 29. And Jesus answered him, the Holy Ghost is in this place tonight. Deliverance is in this house tonight. There's a spirit of deliverance in this place tonight. People can be set free. People can be set free. Don't run. Don't run. Amen. Sit in there. Amen. Don't be afraid of the word. Amen. Don't miss what God has for you. And Jesus answered him, the first of all commandments is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul. And everybody say, and. With all thy mind. So you got to love God in your thoughts. You know, and love is just not, oh, having mushy-gushy feelings about God all the time. It's being obedient even in your mindset. Somebody say, praise the Lord in here. Y'all are doing so good tonight. Somebody say, work on my mind. And with all thy strength, this is the first commandment, and the second is likened unto it. All those things, Jesus tells us and he teaches us that we have to love God in our spirit, but it's not enough just to love him there. It needs to get over to your head. Amen. It's no more excuse. Well, I was just in the flesh that day. Well, you need to renew it. Well, you need to renew it. You can grow up. I was just in the flesh that day and I couldn't help it. You need to renew your mind. You need to renew your mind. You know, we should be able, as saints of God, there are some saints, you know, that you can't take to be around them outside of church. Why? Because they're going to be in such a fleshly manner, you feel like you've been to hell and back. I mean, some saints people, amen? That's just the way it is, you know. You know, we got to be real. No, you got to be renewed and transformed. We think differently about things. Praise the Lord. Let's go here, Romans chapter 1, verse 28. And even as they did not like to retain God in their what? Hearts? Romans chapter 1, verse 28. And even as they did not like to retain God in their what? In their heart? No. They wanted him in their heart, amen, but they refused to get God in their what? Knowledge. God gave them over to a what? To a reprobate mind. That's a dangerous thing. Amen. For God to give you over to an unrenewed mind. Because the unrenewed the mind will be the limit. People think it's a spirit that's the limit. And listen, it's a spirit that renews the mind. But listen, God's got to he's got to work with your head. That will be the limit to all that you can receive from God. So he gave them over to a reprobate mind. Somebody say a screwed up head. And people got to realize some of the best things they get from God, they can only get it from a screwed up head. Some say God will give people over to a reprobate mind. And that's a very dangerous thing. God, don't leave me with my head here. Change it and renew it. Because they were not willing to allow God to come into their knowledge. They were not willing to change their thinking process. You're not going to change your spiritual process because your spiritual process is already like God. It already knows the answer. You don't have any problem there. You're not trying to redo your spiritual thinking. Your spirit's going to tell you the right thing every time. It's your mind. It's your mind that needs the work.
So people that are unwilling to change the way they think and what they think about things, amen, limit themselves. They limit themselves and they refuse what? Repentance. And repentance brings on the kingdom of God. You will not be able to repent. I don't care how much you cry. I don't care how loud the organ plays, I surrender all. I don't care. You will never, ever be able to truly repent and turn around and go the direction that God wants you to go until you allow God to change your thinking. And if people are still thinking the same way, they have not repented. Now listen, somebody say signs of unrepentance. And a reprobate mind. Okay? To do those things which are not convenient. Convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, malice, full of envy, murder, somebody say, and debate. Deceit, malignity, whispers, somebody say, whispers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, okay, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, and they which commit such things are worthy of what? Not only do the same, but have pleasure in those that do it. So look at people who say misery loves company. Oh, glory. Somebody liked this teaching tonight. Somebody say misery loves company. Well, listen, the reprobate mind, these things are fruits of the reprobate mind, the mind that had not changed. Mind it always arguing about the things of God, you know, always debating it. Somebody said, debating it. No, you need to change your mind. You're not going to change the word of God. It was there before you and will be there after you're gone. Amen? Somebody say, submit to the will of the word of God. Romans chapter 8, verse 5. For they that are after the flesh, somebody say, after the flesh. Do mind the things of the flesh. Somebody say, the flesh is going to take care of the flesh. Whether you realize it or not, when you find people, listen, the flesh will always feed the flesh. That's its motivation. I don't care what they're talking about. The bottom line to that thing, it's going to feed the flesh. I don't care if it comes with, sometimes they can even distort scriptures. Amen? But when you get that kind of spirit out there, the flesh will always feed the flesh. That's why they like to get around other people. They feed each other. Somebody say, feed each other. They do mind. Those that are after the flesh, they mind the things of the flesh. So let me tell you what. Sin is progressive. That's why it's dangerous. People think that just sin, just you just start on a little thing and you can just stay there and that's just your little thing. No, it will always grow. Why? Because the sin that the devil's trying to get you to do and that thing that you're missing it in is there to feed the flesh. So those that mind, listen, oh, let's go there. This is really good. Yes. Oh, thank you, Jesus. She likes this thing. You must want to tell somebody off tonight, friend. No, I'm joking. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. Now listen, somebody say, mind the things of the flesh. Now we figured out that minding the things of the flesh are some of those things that we were just read easy earlier. So we say, those that are after the flesh love to whisper. Oh, we don't need, so all those things that you see are people that are after the flesh, amen? But they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit, glory to God, isn't this good? For to be carnally minded is inconvenient. Why don't you read that in Romans chapter 8, verse 6? For to be carnally minded is inconvenient. But to be spiritually minded is what? And what? There's only one way to be spiritually minded, is to transform or renew your mind with the Word of God. So we say, you have to change that mind for you kill us all. There are a lot of... Amen. You know, it's a very dangerous thing to walk with an unrenewed mind. Because they don't mind the things of the... Listen, they don't mind the things of the Spirit. They will always mind the things of the flesh. That's why when you run, you want to run with people, listen, that are running for the heart of God and for the Spirit of God. Amen. In all things. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This is good tonight. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded, somebody say spiritually minded, is life and peace. I tell you, life, whoo, thank you, Jesus. Life gets better when you're spiritually minded. And spiritually minded does not mean just governed by the Spirit, even though we should be governed by the Spirit. That means that we've had our mind. It's a spiritually minded. That means that we've had our minds renewed with the Word of God. That's what it means to be spiritually minded. Somebody said, a mind under the government and rule of the Spirit. That's life and peace. Now, when you get a mind, amen, that's carnally minded, listen, it's death and the opposite of any type of peace. Always something going on. Some say that kind of mind. You notice that. Always something happening. Can't have peace anywhere you go. Somebody say death and peace. Something going good. Amen. This was a good party we were all having. Come on, y'all know what it's all about. Amen. All of a sudden, there you go. Somebody say life and peace versus death and all kind of disorder and Jerry Springer show. I mean, that's what it's like. I mean, sometimes we don't even need to bring Jerry Springer. We just need to bring a camera around church sometime. Somebody say, carnal mind versus the mind of the Spirit. Look around, tap somebody, say, if you want to die, you can jump all by yourself. I'm going to renew my mind with the Word of God. And you don't need to pick up nobody else's mind either. You don't need to pick up my mind. I mean, you can think for yourself as long as you're thinking according to the Word of God. Amen. So say, God delivered me from my own understanding. Why would I want to pick up yours? Amen. Glory to God. Now listen, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace because the carnal mind, somebody say the carnal mind, the know-it-all mind, amen, outside of the Word of God, it's easy to tell. It will always be outside of the Word of God, and it won't take you 7 days to figure it out. You can judge it by the Word of God. What is the Spirit behind it? What's it doing? What's the motivation of it? Why? Well, you just don't know my heart. My heart is to do a good thing. No, then you would do a good thing. Then you would accomplish a good thing in a good way. Somebody say, praise the Lord in this place tonight. Yes, I am. Hallelujah. Now listen, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, you're not going to accomplish God's will with an unrenewed mind. Look at someone say, the unrenewed mind, the Bible says, it's against God's will in your life, in the world, in the church, in any area. That's why it's important to have our minds renewed with the will of God. And don't leave any little ones behind. Say negative thoughts, unchecked thoughts, breed. So we go through our head and we rip out this thought. No, I ain't gonna kill nobody. You gotta go. You know, I'm not going to slap her today.
You got to go. Amen.
But we'll leave a couple. You know, we'll leave a couple. Now, I'll have an attitude. Come on, we'll leave a couple back. So you got to check it all. So to say, because it's an enmity against God. That means it's an enemy of God. Amen. It's like when they go to court, it's like Republicans, Democrats, they are never going to agree. Well, we don't want to speak that. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. So we got to realize that one's got to go. And one's got to rule. Amen. And the one that's got to rule, it's going to be the mind of the Spirit, because the mind of the flesh, somebody say, praise the Lord, is an enemy of God. And I tell you what, you can tell who's going to win. It'll tell you straight up which one's going to win. The mind of the Spirit's going to win. Who's going to be against God and win? People don't know it yet. Their mind hasn't been renewed to that thought yet. They really think they're going to win. For it is not, somebody say, it is not subject to the law of God. And see, people will think, why, you know, if it were really God, my head would check me. Your head's not going to check you. Somebody say, it's not subject to the law of God. There are certain people that can do all kind of stuff, say all kind of stuff, and not get convicted in their head, not get convicted. Why? It's not subject. Somebody say, boyfriend or girlfriend, say, brother head, it's not subject to the law of God. Say, it has no conscience. See, we're thinking it's like the Spirit, you know, that gets a little check every now and then. Your head will not get a check. You hear what I'm saying? It will not get a check. Your spirit gets the check. When you were converted and when you were saved, your spirit was made new and brought alive. Amen. But your head could still be twisted. So it takes your spirit to work over your head with renewal to make that thing the way God wants it to be. Amen.
Amen.
Now listen, for the mind is not subject to the law of God, and neither can be. Some say, can't be. Do you want anything roll in your life that can't be subject to God's law? You, isn't that a trip? How many of you want that to be your head? Want that to be running the show? Somebody, madman. Isn't that like a madman? And many people are running their life by the unrenewed mind, which can't be subject to God, and neither can be. And they leave it that way. So you got to change that. Amen? Because the carnal mind is, and neither can be. So then they that are in the flesh, somebody say, they that are in the flesh,
cannot
please God.
God.
That means their faith won't work.
Right.
Because the Bible says faith pleases God.
Right.
So that's why you don't have to worry about, you know, the people that are off in carnal tangents. Because God does, faith accomplishes things. Somebody say, faith accomplishes things. Just say that.
Faith accomplishes things.
And faith pleases God.
Faith pleases.
So when people are off in some carnal tangent, amen, didn't come out of the Spirit of the Holy Ghost, don't you worry about a thing. Not going to be able to produce one thing. Somebody say, praise the Lord in this place tonight.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Somebody say, praise God again.
Praise God.
Now, I want to get you to this point. We'll still get you out here on time. See, we want to get you to the point of blessing. Amen. But we got to teach the word of God. Amen. And root up. See, this is God wanting to bless us. The reason why issues happen is because God's trying to reveal some things and show some things so that we might be able to receive deliverance. You know, God, it's not like, okay, God just decided to bless us. You know, he was always blessing you. Amen. But there are roadblocks to the in that blessing. So God's trying to remove those roadblocks. Amen. That your blessings might be able to manifest. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 1. Now, Paul, I myself beseech you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, who is present and base among you, but being absent, I am bold toward you. But I beseech you that I may not be bold when I am present with that confidence, wherewith I think it to be bold against some, which think of us as if we walk according to the flesh. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty to God, to the pulling down of strongholds.
Amen.
Everybody say the word strongholds.
Stronghold.
Say the word stronghold. I'm trying to get there as quickly as I can. And I said all that other stuff earlier to let you know how important your mind is, okay?
Amen.
All right? Everybody say pulling down. Now, you can change it this way when you look at it. It says, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. It actually means the destruction. Somebody say the destruction of strongholds. Now, a stronghold is, listen, it's an idea or an argument. When I look up that word stronghold in the Greek, and you want to really study it a little bit and say, what is a stronghold? Mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, to the destructions of an idea holding safely. So say a hiding places. Mental hiding places, mentalities that people hide in that God wants to deliver us from. All these weapons. See, a lot of times we learn weapons in carnality. We learn how to handle things in the flesh, amen, because we think it will avail us something. So we always run to that way, or we run to that lifestyle, or to that thought pattern. So I say we always thought it that way. You know, different people have different thought patterns. But the weapons of God, God wants to destroy negative thought patterns and negative cycles. We can all have hang-ups. Different people might have a hang-up. Something happens, you say, I knew that would happen. Now I know what I got to do. So let's say a thought pattern or an argument or a way that we think. There are certain people that think wrong. We all have thought patterns in our life that are wrong. And if we could only correct those thought patterns and let God speak to us and say, hey, that is not the truth. That's a lie. Think differently. You'll be able to pull down that stronghold.
Amen.
There are strongholds over just about everybody's life. We all have strongholds, and God wants those strongholds to leave. You could have a stronghold. Listen, mighty to God through the pulling down of strongholds. And we look at that strong. Oh, praise the Lord. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. A stronghold is like another word that they use that you could say a stronghold is a castle. Somebody say a castle. A castle is like a big old brick building. Nobody can get in and nobody can get out. God wants us not locked up in prison. He wants us free.
Amen.
You can be free. Yes, and those strongholds, and there are many thought patterns, amen, in our head, not in our spirit. There are a lot of things in our head that have us imprisoned. And God wants to destroy your prisons. Amen.
Hallelujah.
He the sun sets free is free indeed. Praise God. Some say strongholds. There are so many people, that's the most dangerous. I think that's one of the things about this ministry that we get into. Amen. There are so many people that we can only help but so much. Then sooner or later, we get to the stronghold. We build their spirit up, and they get strong in the spirit, and they get all ready. Amen. They're excited about God. They felt God's presence. They're so anointed with God. Amen. Then they say, now, what am I anointed to do? Somebody say, go take down that stronghold. Now, use that big anointing that you got. Use that tangible feeling you have to, amen, to change your mind, to break down a stronghold about the way you think about things. Somebody say, strongholds,
strongholds will
come down.
Come down.
This is a good night tonight. Amen. I got about 15 minutes. So do you. Amen. Amen. If we can get you to get rid of some of these strongholds, life would be better for a lot of us. Amen. Now, listen, verse 5. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God. Why? Because they don't want to retain God in their knowledge. Remember, we read that scripture. They don't want God in their thought process. Listen, the carnal mind, when the word of God comes to their head and try to knock on their head and change some things, they're going to resist it. So say strongholds keep God from renewing our mind. See, and that's what people really think. Well, strongholds prevent us from changing our thought processes and the way that we think about things. And until we can change the way we think about things, the way we process things, our world will never change. So say, I want every stronghold
broken.
Bringing to captivity every thought to obedience of Christ. Wow. Everybody say thought. Then that word thought, you can go with reasoning, the way we think things through, the way we process things. Have you allowed God to get involved in your processing? Have you allowed God to get in how you process things? When stuff happens in our life, we don't understand things. Do we think it through, or do we think it different, or do you think it with the Spirit of God, with Scripture? Somebody say imaginations. Say conceits. Strongholds. Now listen, this word thought, listen, mighty to God to the pulling down of strongholds, and in verse 5, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringeth into captivity every thought. See, that's where a lot of people get off on the wrong end, because they haven't learned to take every thought captive. If the devil's going to noose you with anything, he's going to come to you and bring it to you, not by your spirit, but through your thought life. Through your thought life. Listen, so you need to learn to harness every thought that comes about, because many thoughts don't need to, amen, prevail in your life. They only lead to destruction, to the obedience of Christ. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. And I think that's just a good place to rest. Right there. Amen. For those that are serious, those that want to play games, stay right where you are. Amen. You can play. Amen. But for those that are serious, amen, that really want to bring about a change in their life, amen. So we say, let God. Amen. For our weapons are not carnal. What you think about things not going to change. You know, our carnal, unrenewed mind, amen, and we can judge it by, you know, a tree by the fruit it bears. Amen. With that first scripture, if it came out of that other tree, all that other stuff, amen. Amen. That's not a thought of God. Amen. But God wants to have every stronghold broken. And many times people think your number one enemy at times is your unrenewed carnal mind. Oh, yes, it is. Some say it's what you think. Amen. But God wants to give us peace. But God wants to give us peace. And he wants to break these strongholds, these habits, and these passions. Amen. And these patterns of things. Amen. That we might have the mind of Christ in all areas. Say, every stronghold broken. And he will renew our mind. Thou shalt love the Lord with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and all of your mind. How many are ready to change?
Amen.
Why don't you stand up right where you are? Praise the Lord. That was really nice tonight. Yes, it was. Yes, it was. Yes, it was. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. How many of you are ready for a wonderful change?
Amen.
Amen. How many of you, this really made some sense to you? You know, you said, I've been doing the spiritual stuff, you know, but it just seemed that, I just gets up there, and then all of a sudden the block. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, it's like a rock, you know. You're ready to roll. You're all happy inside, you know. You're all happy as long as you don't try to get out of your little prison. But as soon as you get there, you know, all you want to do, because many people are just trapped. You know, you got all of this spiritual revelation. You got all of this wonderful things. You're happy on the inside, you know, but you're still trapped where you really can't do anything on the outside. Now you want some of that spiritual revelation on the inside of you to manifest on the outside.
Amen.
Amen. But the stronghold, somebody say the stronghold, must be renewed and transformed. And once you get that, once you have renewed that mind, you've allowed the Spirit of God and the Word of God to renew your mind, to transform your mind, you will have a wonderful sense of what the will of God is for you. And you'll be able to have peace. Hallelujah. Somebody say, no strongholds in my life anymore. He will make you perfectly whole in every way. Glory to God. Just lift up holy hands right where you are. Nobody run out of here without giving an offering tonight. Somebody say amen. Some of you need to renew your mind concerning offerings. Amen. And how do you renew your mind? You renew it according to the Word of God. Amen. Say, I'm ready for things to change. Starting with my mind. And some people, that scripture, you just continue to pray. That scripture that we read, for our weapons are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Say, Lord, help me with this stronghold. I want the mind of Christ in every way. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Confess, things are getting better. I shall not be bound. I'm going to be everything God wants me to be. Strong in spirit, stable in my mind. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Say, He will restore and renew my mind. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And I believe healing's coming in this room right now. I believe supernatural healing, because there have been certain people that were concerned. And they've lost a lot of confidence in their ability, you know, to think properly. Amen. To make right judgments. Amen. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. But God wants to restore that. He wants to give you the mind of Christ. Amen. Glory to God. He wants to take away every negative thought from you. Glory to God. Every lie. And you know what? When you get that mind renewed, that spirit of control, you know, when people don't have that renewed mind, they allow any and everybody to control them. Amen. But when their mind is renewed, they will only be controlled by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost that lives on the inside of them. Say, He who the Son sets free is free indeed. God is renewing and restoring my mind. I allow God to bring inner healing to me right now in Jesus' name. Just continue to pray. We're going to let you out of here. It's 9:00 right now. We'll get you out of here in about 15 minutes or half an hour. But I want God to bring inner healing right now. Inner healing right now. I want the torment to end. I want torment to end right now. Negative memories, destructive patterns, destructive thoughts, all those things. And many people say, Lord, I'm so happy what you did in my spirit. I'm just so happy what you did in my spirit. I'll make it, God. I can carry all of this baggage. I can carry all of this pain in my head. I got negative memories. I got things that, God, I don't even want to touch. I don't even want to touch those things, pains and hurts, abuses and different things. God, I don't even want to go there. I'm okay. I'm okay, God. But I tell you what, God wants to come and heal us completely. God wants to bring us healing. Not only will He work you over in the spirit, but now God wants to touch our minds. and retell us things that we need to know. Amen. So many of us in our minds, you know, you're not going to believe that, you know, that you are not loved in the spirit, but in the flesh, there are a lot of people in their flesh. They believe they're unlovable, unusable. That, you know, they believe all those things about themselves. They're not worthy, all of these other things. But God says, I want to come and I want to speak to your mind. I want to speak to your mind. And I believe the spirit of control is being broken even as we speak these things. Even as we speak these things, that you're going to be able to follow the spirit of the Holy Ghost, amen, and not the whims of everybody else and what everybody else thinks. You're going to be able to walk in the word of God and in the will of God. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, I have a mind to do what God wants me to do. I'm going to start to walk in God's path, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Say, I have the mind of Christ. I know the will of God. And every stronghold in my life is broken. And that stronghold, listen, that stronghold is preventing the power of God from getting out to where it needs to go. Amen. You know, it's, you know, some of you have gifts and talents and abilities. As we started this whole series or whatever we were talking about months ago, we were talking about there's something good on the inside of all of us, something that we all have to contribute, something that we all have to offer, something that we all have to do. But many people have stepped out to do it, and every time they do it, their thought life stopped them. Who do you think you are? Pastor, not going to let you do that. Where are you going? You going as far as you can go. You better get right back in there. Go back upstairs. You ain't getting out of here. We become like that little creature. What's that thing? Quasimodo. Is that who they had locked up? Whatever it is. Amen. But there's something good in every one of you people. There's something that you have to contribute to life. There's something that you have that you can make the world a better place. There's something you can give. Amen. Amen. God gave it to you. It's acceptable. Amen. Amen. And that prison, that stronghold will be broken. Amen. Amen. And you'll be complete in God to be who He wants you to be.
Thank you,
Amen. Allow Him to bring that healing right now. Allow Him to bring that healing right now in Jesus' name. Many of you got to allow God to address certain things. And I believe right now, as we're even ministering to you, some of you are hearing negative things that were spoken to you, things that were said about you, and you're having to confront those things. What the Spirit of God says about you will outweigh all of those things.
Amen.
Will outweigh all of those things. He'll tell you who you are. He'll tell you your future.
Amen.
You can go God to and for yourself.
Yes, right.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And there are some even here tonight that might even need deliverance in certain areas. Amen.
Amen.
Certain stronghold and certain process in the way we think things have just taken so control, it's second nature to us to think that way. If there's a thought process in your life that you know is contrary to what God, the way God thinks, what God thinks about you and what God thinks about others, allow the Spirit of God to renew your mind and change you in that area, and life will be much better. The light of God can't shine through an unrenewed mind. Amen. Those that have been transferred and washed by the will of God. Hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You need to just grab somebody by the back and tell them everything. Tell them everything. Give them that assurance. Everything is going to be okay. And I promise you, look at them in the face. I promise you, things are changing. No, tell them. Say, things are changing. Don't limit it. Don't go back and think the same way. Don't go back and think the same way. Now listen, how many of you have come to church and you've been in a teaching and it reformatted the way you thought about something? It opened up a new door of a new way of thought. Well, that new thought is the escape out of the stronghold.
Glory to God.
And when people go back and close that window or they close that door is when they start thinking the way they used to think. So say, keep the window open. If you got revelation knowledge right now and you've got a thought that God has towards you, don't allow anybody or anything to close that door or to close that window. So say, keep it open. Keep it open. Keep it open in Jesus' name. Keep it open. And that way you'll keep your possibilities open. That way you'll keep your hope alive. That way good things will start to happen. Amen. Oh, the devil's going to be mad. People are going to come at you. Let me tell you something. You know, believe me, he doesn't want you out. People are going to come at you right away because, you know, they're going to come at you right away and try to change the way you think and get you to think the way you used to. But refuse. So say, I'm going to keep the window open. It's given me hope. You know what gives you hope. You feel better, don't you? Tell me the truth. You feel better. You feel much better. You feel like you got hope. You feel like you have the ability to do something. You feel empowered.
Amen.
Use it. Don't allow anyone to close that door. They can only close it in the flesh. They can't close it in the spirit. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Start to pray in the Holy Ghost. I just sense that just a strong spirit. Amen. I just a strong spirit that doesn't want to release captives. I just sense a strong spirit that doesn't want to, the devil is mad. He doesn't want to let people go. He doesn't want to let people go. Amen. He doesn't want to let them go, and the devil is raging. But if you pray in the spirit of the Holy Ghost, he'll set them free. He'll set them free. Say that thought, life will be changed, and it will be renewed. With the word of God. Hallelujah. Just pray right now. Somebody say, tell the devil, you will not have them. You will not have them. You will not have them in Jesus' name. They will escape. They will escape. Some of you that are dealing with people with addictions, glory to God. Keep that window open by keeping the word of God alive. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I see some people climbing out. Glory to God. I just see that in the Spirit of God right now. I see people climbing out. I see some people escaping. I see some people escaping some things. I see some people climbing out of windows. Amen. And there are some that are opening up double doors and just walking out with grace. Glory to God. I see some people coming out. And as I say it, I sense the presence of the anointing of the Holy Ghost. There are some people that are coming out. In Jesus' name, the doors are opening up. The doors are opening up. The doors are opening up, and you're able to escape. Glory to God. Glory to God. Keep the door open. Say, I will not be bound. Glory to God. I don't think that way anymore. Thank God for the word of God. Thank God for the word that opened my prison doors, that changed my mind. Which will change my world. Things will change. Things are changing. Right now, glory to God. I will never be the same again. Never, never, ever, 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 ever be the same again. I refuse to go back. Find a thought and change it. Take possession of your own home. Take possession of your own home, of your own heart, of your own mind. Stop letting other people rule your stuff. Glory to God. Rule your life. Screw up your head. You take possession of your own head. Glory to God. See, that's what it says. Listen, you got to go bind the strong man. And you bind the strong man by taking every thought captive. Glory to God. Jesse, you got to come and receive this offering so we can get out of here. Amen. Tomorrow night's Thursday night. You can stay rejoicing in Jesus tonight. You can just stay rejoicing in God tonight. You don't have to stop just because we said offering. Amen.
Look at somebody and say, oh, tell somebody, it's good to see you tonight. Look at somebody that you know you're happy to see tonight and get up and give them a hug. Listen, think, wait, before you do it right now, hold on. I want you to be honest about this and search your heart. And I want you to consider some things right now. And if you're happy to see somebody, I want you to think of the people that look around this room just for 1 second. Look around this room right now. It's a miracle that people are sitting in this place. And the devil can't stand it. And he's doing everything in his power. Amen. To move them from their place. Amen. And you need to thank God and let those individuals, I'm so happy. And you need to be sincere about it. Amen. I'm so happy to see you. Glory to God. Amen. So why don't you go do that even before we take an offering? Just get up right now and go tell. If you're not happy to see anybody, you can stay where you are. I'm glad to see you. Glad to see you. God's going to hold on to you, brother. Hallelujah. Ooh, I'm not afraid. Glory. I'm glad to see you. Glory to God. I'm glad to see you. I'm glad to see you. Glory. Glad to see you. Glad to see you. Glad to see you. I guess you. I'm so glad to see you. I love you, baby girl. I'm glad to see you. Who's that back there? I'm glad you came back a second day. I'm glad to see you. Glad to see the baby. I was thinking about you today. Praying for you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Huh? I'm glad to see you. there are a lot of people that are glad to see you. Brother Will, I'm so glad to see you. Glory to God. Thank God for you. God did it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Judith, I'm glad to see you. Glad to see y'all. Praise God. Oh, I'm glad to see you. Hallelujah. So say hallelujah. Glad to see you. Glad to see Mary's daughter. Praise God. Glad to see you. She's beautiful, Mary. Lord. Hallelujah. Glad to see you. Okay, what is it? Okay, yeah, as you take the offering, just let me share for a second. Hold the phone. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So when you catch people thinking the wrong thing, go like this. What are you thinking? Somebody say stinking. Thinking.
Thinking.
So when you catch people, you know, you can tell people, what in the world are you thinking? What are you cooking up? Somebody say you eat what you think. Praise God. Go on and share. Hallelujah. Hold it for him, Brother Jesse.
I had to share this little testimony, I guess. Before a service started,
good, brother. Go on.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Before it started, the lady in the our important thing of following the Lord is our mind's got to be on Christ, and we have to have a really strong, tight relationship with Him in these last days. We're going through a lot of things, and like the New York, the tragedy, if we don't come together as the people of this nation to renew our to renew our minds and our hearts and work together, we ain't gonna make it. And what I wrote down is those who, what I was talking to her about before the service started, those who endure until the end shall be saved. Be close to God in your mind, our mindset on the things above. Before the service even started. I was talking to her just before we walked in. One in the back. And the Lord was really touching my heart just to say that in these last days, we have to have a really close, tight relationship with the Lord. And we just have to, our minds, not to be conformed to this world, but be transformed, the renewing of our minds. And until we renew our minds and put God back into this nation, the world is not going to change.
Well, we'll make it quick. Let's stand up. Everybody ready? If you're giving by cash tonight, I have these wonderful envelopes. Absolutely. If you would like one, raise your hand. Yes. I'll pay $1. As you get it, once you have it ready, just hold it up.
I'm going to let y'all into a secret. What if you need money, give money.
Amen.
If people got financial needs, if you got a financial need, you know, what you reap what you sow always. And the area that you reap is the area that you sow.
That's right.
You know, and many people say, I intend to do this. When you come into a financial issue, and I say, I intend to bless you.
Amen. Amen.
Somebody say praise Amen. The Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Can I see more fast? While we're doing this, those of you that don't know, knowledge is good, isn't it? So if you don't know, you're about to find out. On these envelopes, there's a little place on here. We have special offerings and all these things. But Pastor Rod, he preaches good, doesn't he?
Amen.
He's got some good things to say, doesn't he?
Are
we all blessed tonight?
Amen.
You know, people can't preach the gospel when their entire life is consumed with things that God doesn't have for them. And in order to do that, it takes a sacrifice and it takes dedication. To be anointed to do that, you've got to be separated. All right? You've got to separate yourself. And we've done that by faith. We haven't done that because that's what we rather do. We're doing that out of obedience so that the anointing can be what it needs to be. And Pastor Rod does not get a salary. He does this by faith, and God blesses him, and he blesses me and Crystal. But this is an opportunity on these envelopes. Whatever, if you feel led, if you were blessed or whatever, and you feel led that you want to just be a blessing directly to the pastor, you can do that. We don't do a lot of designated things, but this is one area you can designate something. Chances are he'll give it back to the church, but because I know him, that's right. But not everybody's aware of that. This is something on these envelopes that is very useful. So if you feel led by the Holy Spirit to do that, I urge you to do that. There's a special blessing when you take care of men of God directly. Amen. Well, the Bible says if you receive a prophet in the name of a prophet, you receive the prophet's reward. Now, Pastor Rod is our pastor, but he also has a prophetic anointing on his life.
Amen.
Anyone that's been here for very long knows that.
Amen.
Hi, Brother Rex. Yeah, amen. I shared that because, first of all, every opportunity to be a blessing is an opportunity to get blessed. Now, we don't do it just to bless ourselves, but the Bible wouldn't tell you what blessings come when you obey God if it weren't a benefit for you to know those things. That way, when you do something, you do it by faith and expectation. When I give, I don't give for the sole purpose of getting blessed, but I do it by faith, expecting not only that what I gave to be a blessing, but that I will get blessed. There is a special blessing when you bless a man of God. There's a special blessing when you bless a church. There, you know, when you bless a missionary, there are different blessings. But when you receive a prophet, the name of a prophet, it doesn't mean you got to write $1,000. The Bible says even a cup of cold water in his name will receive a reward. Whatever you do from your heart out of sincerity, because you love somebody and you receive somebody and you're blessed by somebody, when you do that out of obedience, there's a blessing that can't be stolen, that can't go away. It'll be there forever. Amen? So, yes.
The reason why I asked him that is because I wanted to share that with you tonight. We didn't put him up. Somebody say, praise God. But even here in the Bible, it says this in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 15. Not boasting of things without are our measure, that is, of other men's labor, but having hope. Somebody say, having expectation.
Having expectation.
When your faith is increased, that we shall be enlarged by you according to our rule abundantly. Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Somebody say, praise God.
Praise God.
The Bible says you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. Amen. There are many teachings in the Bible and many things in the Bible. Let those that want to be ignorant be ignorant. But there are many teachings in the Bible that will show us some things. And that's one scripture. You know, we saw that tonight and we were saying, my Lord, isn't that awesome? That our hope and our faith is when your faith is increased. I'm going to say when your obedience is increased, that we shall be enlarged. So people say, when's the church going to grow? Want to ask that question? When's the church going to grow? Somebody say, when your faith is increased, that we shall be enlarged. Paul said this. Paul didn't say by him. He said by whom? He said that we shall be enlarged by you according, somebody say
according.
To our rule,
abundantly.
Everybody write down that scripture and meditate on it. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Everybody's got an idea, but the Word of God's got an answer. I'm going to say, praise God. Everybody's got an idea, but God's got an answer. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 15. And that's what we stand on by faith. Yeah, you can also invite people, and we will.
All right. If you got it, raise it up. Thank you, Father. Tomorrow night, service at 8 o'clock. Sandra Hughes or Johnny, depending on who's the stronger. One of them will make it. No. It'll be good. It will be. Yeah. All right. We're going to really do it this time.
All right.
Amen. Lord, we just thank you for this opportunity to bless your kingdom and to bless your word and empower your gospel to be spread on this earth by the giving of our finances that you've entrusted to us. And saw us faithful enough to be stewards over this money, Father. I thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to sow seed that will come back and produce fruit that the devil can't steal. Lord, I thank you for the opportunity to extend the kingdom of God by adding more souls to your kingdom in Jesus' name. I thank you that every dime that goes into this offering will be used to your glory, for your will, and for your purpose. And I pray that it return very soon into every life here tonight, Father, very soon with manifestation, Lord. Whatever they're believing for, I pray that those needs be met by your name, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, thank you.
Johnny McGowan is, he was Pastor Osteen's personal armor bearer. He really ministered to Pastor Osteen really strong. And Sandra Hughes has her own ministry right now, but Sandra Hughes was over the Family Life Institute at Lakewood. So we got both of them. They're both real strong prophetically and both big drinkers of the Holy Ghost. And they're looking forward to coming, and we're looking to have them. So y'all be blessed tomorrow night as they come, and come ready to receive.